This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Yeah. So candidates are actually doing everything they can to stand out in interviews, but sometimes nerves, poor preparation or simple mistakes can actually cost someone the opportunity.
And that's why we brought to the show this morning HR manager and director at Synergy HR and Recruitment, Hunadi Matlala, to come and, you know, help us with this challenge that we really seem to have as a people and in general. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm good, thanks. And how are you? Thank you so much for welcoming me.
No, good. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Let's look at some of the most common interview mistakes candidates make without even realizing that they are blundering.
Okay. The first one is your basic knowledge, your basic skills, experience. That's number one, because we need to know what is it that you know, your experience, your skills, your qualifications. And the other one is understanding the job itself, the job that you've applied for. What are the rules? What are your responsibilities? Are you ready for the job? And the other mistake that I've also seen is people not knowing the company that they're applying for, like not doing research, not preparing enough to understand, because you might have the experience as an HR manager, but not experienced HR manager in that field. So, for example, if I'm applying for a mining industry, I've never worked for mining industry, and I probably have been in retail, I need to do more research about what HR managers do in the mining industry. Yes, it's the same profession, but what is it that the company that I'm applying for, what are they focusing on? So those are the common mistakes that we see, and as well as just being on time, the communication skills, how do you communicate throughout? Because that can actually be the biggest mistake as well that you make as a candidate. I have seen candidates that meet the minimum requirements. They do well, but communication and, just your the competency questions that they'll be asking you based on the role that you're applying for. Yeah.
All right. And then what kind of etiquette or behavior, employers, paying attention to during interviews beyond the qualifications?
Well, the behaviors we look at, we do ask those kind of behavior questions in the competency-based questions, like your leadership, your decision-making. Are you a team player? Are you an analytical person? So there are behavior questions that are on the competency-based questions, like honesty. Are you able to resolve conflicts? Those are the kind of questions that we ask, irregardless of whether you're going to be a manager or not. You need to display certain behaviors. We need to understand if you are a reliable person. Are you authentic? We need to understand if you are a competitive person, because that can also be a bad behavior. Some people think being competitive is a good behavior. You need to be striving. You need to understand what you're doing. You need to be encouraging. You need to show sympathy. Those are the kind of questions that we ask. So behaviors that we don't want to see are below-the-line behaviors. If you are operating from fear, and which we see most employees do based on the leadership that they have or the experience, life experience that they have, people that are seeking approval. You don't have to seek approval in everything that you do. People that are easily offended, like we do ask questions that help us determine that, are you a person who's easily offended by small things? Are you holding grudges at work? Are you able to confront situations? Those are the kind of questions that help us identify whether you are the right fit in terms of your behavior or not.
If there's someone right now who's preparing for an interview, he's been shortlisted, he or she has been invited, what practical advice would you give to help them stand out for the right reasons? This is as we are wrapping up.
Well, look at the job spec. Look at the job advert that you saw. Look at what are the duties mostly. On the list of duties, it also talks about behaviors, it talks about competency, it talks about qualifications. And look at the minimum requirements and research about the company, research about the position as well. That's the best thing. And also just go on the, we have Google now, we have AI, go and look at the business, look at the employees, visit the LinkedIn profiles, look at how they dress. If you're going for a business that they normally dress casually, don't overdress, like wear your formal dresses or suits, you know, look at those kind of things. And, yeah, just look at what people that in that business are posting on LinkedIn. What are they posting on the internet? If they do advertise their business and do more research and the actual advert.
All right. No, thank you so much for great insights. I hope that our people will find them so, so helpful. That's HR Manager and Director for Synergy HR and Recruitment, Hunadi Matlala.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.